All right, so today I'm going to talk about why we're seeing differences between single and split nitrogen applications throughout different parts of the Midwest. So first of all, a little bit of background on this project is that we can see over the last several years we've been seeing increasing amounts of nitrates that are getting into ground and surface waters. For example, the map on the left here shows those areas in red and those areas in orange are wells in Minnesota that are starting to give above the concentration that's advisable for health that could possibly affect infants and other people. And on the right, we see those effective nitrates getting into ground surface waters, going down the Mississippi and here in the Gulf of Mexico. We can kind of see those green areas, those hypoxic areas that are detrimental to fish and other animal life in the Gulf of Mexico. And one possible way to alleviate some of the nitrates that are getting into ground and surface waters are to use or to split up the applications of nitrogen throughout the season as opposed to a single nitrogen application. And over the next few slides, I'll give you kind of some reasoning of, or behind the theory of why that might work. And if we look at this graph here, it's kind of a precipitation pattern for the Midwest. We have high precipitation in the spring and summer and lower precipitation in the fall and winter. And if we look at the blue line next to it, this is the crop water use by the corn. And then the green line is the nitrogen uptake by that corn. And so we can see it's slightly more, but delayed from when we're getting a lot of our rainfall. So if we realize when we apply nitrogen to the crop is where this first star comes up, is normally where we're doing it in that early time during the spring. However, because that high rainfall but not high nitrogen uptake at that time, we get these periods in the brown where you get a lot of potential for nitrogen loss during that early part of the season. So the idea behind split application is if I put a small amount of planting here and then I apply the rest of it where the second star shows up, I can potentially lower the amount of nitrogen that's available in that soil to be lost over the season. So this is kind of the theory behind the split applications. Now the question is, does it work? And if it works, where does it work? So this study, the objectives were to compare the single and split nitrogen applications and to look at how they affect soil nitrate at V5, at tasseling and at maturity, as well as plant nitrogen uptake at tasseling and maturity, and then corn grain yield. And those items in bold are the results I'm going to show you today. So this study was done over 3 years. It has 49 site years in 8 different Midwestern states represented by the stars here. And this was a really good regional study because we're able to look at a lot of different soils, not only different soils, but also different weather patterns. Going from north to south, we see a temperature, a mean annual temperature difference going from 1.6 to 18 degrees Celsius. And then a precipitation gradient going from northwest down to southeast, ranging from 35 to 132 centimeters per year. And so with that, we're able to not only look at differences in soils, but also look at a variation of weather, both precipitation and temperature, that we're able to take those measurements using weather stations at each of the sites in each year. And so along with that, we did soil sampling in each spring. We did the soil characterization down to 120 centimeters by horizon depth, looking at pH, organic matter, organic carbon, total nitrogen, sand, silt, and clay, and other things like that, as well as testing the nitrates down to 60 centimeters at V5 and VT, and then at post-harvest down to 90 centimeters. And then another metric that we took that I won't talk about today, but that we did, was the soil electrical conductivity to look at soil textures, potentially. And then plant sampling, we did canopy sensing around the V9 stage, which is around side dress. Then we also took plant samples at tasseling and at maturity to see how much nitrogen that corn crop had taken up to that point. And last of all, we did grain yield at the end of the year. So we designed our study to look at two things. The first one, we looked at nitrogen rates at planting and how they affected the soil nitrate at V5. So we looked at rates going from 0 to 315 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare in 45 kilogram increments. And then we looked at three nitrogen timings. The nitrogen timings, we only looked at two rates, and those are the rates in bold, the 180 and 270 kilograms. And we looked at three nitrogen timings, a single event, which we applied near planting, and then two split applications, where we had 45 or 90 kilograms at planting and the remainder at side dress. And that was to look at, so if we do a split application, can we get away with a small amount of nitrogen at planting, or do we need to add a little bit more to help get through that early part of the season before we do that second side dress application. So those are kind of the methods that we used to set up the study, and now to the results. So in this first graph, we're going to be looking at V5 soil nitrate in the y-axis, And on our x-axis, we got those nitrogen rates ranging from 0 to 315 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And the three lines I have here representing three of the 49 site years. And 48 of the 49 site years we see as soil as the amount of nitrogen we put on a planting increased, so did the amount of nitrogen that was still available at that V5 side dress timing. However, we can see with these three points here, we have a large range in slope across the sites. And these sites represent kind of a low, medium, high response that we've found. So you can imagine the other 46 sites fit somewhere in between these three lines. But these are just a representation of what we've got. So we're looking at different slopes. And the real reason behind those slopes we've been able to determine is really our soil texture. And as you can see, the purple line is our silt loam soil. And then that yellow line is a loamy sand soil. So we're seeing as we increase in silt in our soil, we're getting a higher response to how much nitrogen's left or still remains in the soil at V5. Whereas we increase that amount of sand and lower the amount of silt, we're decreasing that slope, that difference that we see by adding more nitrogen at planting. So those are two of the different responses that we're seeing, and that's what we see with the nitrogen rate at V5. So now what I'm going to do is kind of move on to looking at those three nitrogen timing applications. The 45 plus side dress will be in the blue, the orange will be the 90 plus side dress, and then the green will be the single. And these next three graphs are kind of set up similar, so I'll kind of explain a little bit why or how I have them set up. On the y-axis, we're going to see our response variable. So on this one here, we're going to look at the amount of nitrate that's in the soil at VT or tasseling. And then on our x-axis, we have our statistical groupings that I created. So I have 49 site years, and I evaluated each of those 49 site years individually and determined the similarities and differences between the three nitrogen application timings. And then I put them into one of nine different response patterns, and that's the response pattern you see at the bottom. We're not going to see all nine in every graph because it didn't come up in every response variable. But for example, response pattern one throughout the different study or through the different variables we can see here, and they have the letter A above each of them, and that similar letter shows that these three timings didn't have differences between them, so they're similar. And then the number below the response for response one is the number of sites that fit that statistical pattern. So overall, the 49 sites, in 26 of them, we see no statistical difference between whether we split applied that nitrogen or whether we had a single application, which is not typically what you would think you'd see, because we just applied 135 kilograms of nitrogen for the 45 plus side dress and 90 for the 90 plus side dress. So we expected to see more nitrate in the soil available for those split applications. But if we look at the other nitrogen response patterns, 2, 3, 4, and 5, we do see that pattern. We see that the 45 plus side dress is higher in these sites where the circled in the blue compared to the single, and that those circled in yellow is where this 90 plus side dress is higher than the single. And so some of the reasons that single may be similar to the split applications are higher precipitation from side dress to VT that lowered that amount of nitrogen available for those split applications, but also higher temperatures during the beginning of the year also tended to increase the single applications relative to split. But overall, if we look kind of at the means, you can see a trend here where the split applications, or the more we apply it at side dress, does increase the amount of nitrate that's available. And then kind of our question, what about the 45 plus side dress versus the 90? We only see in response pattern 4 where we have 8 sites where that 45 is higher than the 90. So how did that affect nitrogen uptake? So if we look here at this site, now we're looking at nitrogen uptake on the y-axis. And our response pattern 1, again, is where all three timings are similar. And we have an N of 39 sites here that fit into this category. And we can see overall, it didn't really matter for most of these sites at one or both of those nitrogen rates, the 180 or 270, if we had split applied it or single applied it. But there were differences that we saw in some of these sites in response patterns 2, 5, 7, and 8, which had a total of 10 different site years at one of the two rates. And ultimately, we had response pattern 2 that had 4 sites where that 45 was greater. And then encircled in green is where our single applications were greater. And then the yellow is where the 90 plus side dress is greater than our single applications. And some of the factors that were driving those single applications greater than our split applications are those sites that had greater temperatures during the early season, specifically around side dress applications, as well as higher silt and CEC and clay content in the soil. those tended to have the greater N uptake by the single applications. And those that had a greater by the split applications were those that were greater in sand, which is what we thought because the sand isn't able to hold on to that nitrogen as well. And also greater precipitation early on, specifically around Cydrus. Not only cumulative precipitation, but evenness. The more even that precip was over the season, the better the split applications did because it helped to incorporate that nitrogen. And so it was able to be used by the crop. And then 45 versus the 90 Cydrus, we actually only saw one site where the 90 actually took up more nitrogen than the 45 plus Cydrus. And then how did that end up affecting yield? So we saw some differences, but fairly similar. And so due to that, we can see that 41 of the site years at one of the two rates, we didn't see any difference due to nitrogen timing and with their effect on yield. But we did see some responses from the rest of the groups that we have here. So those circled in blue, we have these two response patterns, 2 and 3, for 8 sites where this 45 plus Cydrus is greater. And then these three response patterns, 7, 8, and 9, which only had 3 site years, where the single application ended up yielding more than the split. And those circled in yellow are where the 90 plus Cydrus did greater than the split. And the only one circled in green now is where the single did greater than the 90. And the reason we're seeing those split applications or single applications doing better is similar for the nitrogen uptake, the differences in soil texture and weather that I explained earlier. And then the last question, we only see with 45 versus 90 plus Cydrus, we see that we only have 3 sites where we're seeing a difference there. And so ultimately, we kind of look at all of these different measurements that we took. We see that nitrogen timing really only had an effect on any of the measurements we took 29% of the time, whether it was yield or N uptake or soil. But when single was greater than the split, it did have the higher silt, the higher clay, the higher CC, and greater temperature early on in the season around Cydrus. Where split had a greater effect, or was greater than single, was those with high sand content, high precipitation, cumulative, but also evenness across the season, and then greater bulk density of the soil. And then the 45 versus 90 Cydrus are similar 94% of the time, showing that we could add a little bit of planting or a lot, and it didn't really seem to have a difference between the two split applications. So with that, I'll give time for questions.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You did this on 2 N rates, correct?
180 and 270, yes.
Right. If you did it on a lower N rate, you think you'd find the same?
You might see some more differences because you tend to see differences at lower rates depending on where your optimal rate is for that site. So I would expect to see more differences for the split applications of that lower rate, but we were able to do that. So the 180 rate was really, our goal with that was kind of the optimal rate generally over all the, over the region.
Just curious as to how confident you are in the soil nitrate numbers.
As far as the validity. It's the amount of inorganic nitrogen that's available at that time, but nitrogen's very ephemeral in the soil, so it's going to increase and decrease based on your weather. So that's, at that point in time, we're fairly confident in those numbers, but it can change quite quickly.
I meant relative to where the band was placed and your probes where?
The fertilizer was broadcast applied, so.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Do you look at ammonium as well, thinking that you, how long after your fertilizer application you took your, those samples and perhaps you have a significant amount of ammonium there, not just nitrate?
We looked at ammonium in some of our soil samples to see if there was a difference at the V5 and the VT stage, but we didn't see a lot of differences by adding the ammonium to the soil as far as the differences in the total amount.